Hello there.
Hello, officer.
Hello, audio group. How are you doing?
Something very strange is going on. The people are a little bit drunk.
You can kind of hear this.
I think they might be taking drugs, everybody. They're acting in this very strange way.
With a megaphone over King's Cross Station.
Can you do anything about it? I think he'd be a bit confused if he did that, wouldn't they?
I think he's under the false impression that I'm a policeman, actually, but there we go.
Free standard, free brainwashing.
I'm just recording this because I think it's quite funny.
Free standard, free propaganda. Come on, everybody, don't forget you'll get your free standard, otherwise you won't know what to be frightened of, will you?
Can we go over and have a chat with the chappy?
Right, keeping the nation in fear at all times. Come on, everybody, get your standard. Get your government control, mind control. Get your propaganda. Come on, you people.
I'm audio recording.
Yeah.
What are you here protesting about today?
Am I allowed to touch your dog?
Yeah, by all means, yeah.
I'm not protesting. I'm a street stand-up something or other.
So it's an ironic
type kind of thing. I see it as a form of art.
Is it for a project?
It's an ongoing project. My life is an ongoing project.
How's your encounter with police and things? Are they quite good or...?
Very, very. I've been arrested several times, not for quite a long time though.
What, for public order?
They make up things as they go along. Public order, although.
I agree with everything you're saying, man. Thank you. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know that the man believes everything he's saying, actually, but yeah, that's good.
I don't know what I'm saying either.
Whether you agree with what you're saying. I'm just curious what the motivation is, that's all. So it's just kind of.
Deep down, the motivation is... I mean, there are many motivations on different levels, you know. One of the motivations is that I find it extremely exciting.
Yes.
Going to public places and messing around with this sort of social agreement to be insane.
I see
this as a mad...
Yeah.
This is group psychosis.
Well, it's kind of funny if you think we all have our problems. There's so many people about the place and everybody has their problems and it's quite sort of... It's interesting in itself.
Yeah.
But no, that's why I came over for a chat, because I found it quite interesting. Essentially, are you trying to achieve anything?
Not really. Not in a linear sense.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this
in the best way. Are you trying to get
the
attention?
The conversation with you is, to me, worthwhile.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
It's good
to be individualistic, and it's very easy not to be in an environment over here.
Exactly.
All right, well, what I'll do is I'll shoot out of you, waiting you're going to do a bit of that, and I'll record for another 30 seconds or so, and I've got to get my train and be part of the crowd. Take care. Here we go, really rather interesting chat there. With a chappy who's protesting, he's not quite sure what he's protesting about. And that in itself is really interesting. Here we go.
So what we got, the London Evening Standard propaganda newspaper that we got today. Oh, look at this. 100 young lives transformed in just 100 days. Oh, isn't that nice? Our campaign is turning London job seekers into apprentices. Yes, apprentice is a lovely word for slavery, isn't it? That's great, yeah. I'd like to see David Cameron doing an apprenticeship. I don't think he'd last more than about an hour. That's probably... being generous, isn't it, really? Oh, isn't that nice? Apprenticeship, that's right. Head up for a triple slump. Osborne, we can run into these problems or confront them. George Osborne hasn't even got an HMD in economics, and he's running the country, and you don't care, do you? As long as you can get your fast food and your flat screen TVs.
Do you know what I love about this fella here? I've gone over, had a chat with him, long story short, is actually what he's doing is he's having a bit of a laugh. And I've never really thought about that. So where we are, we're outside King's Cross Station by Westminster Tube Underground. One of the reasons I'm hanging, I'm going to go in a couple of moments because I've got a train to go, but I'm fully expecting the gentleman to be challenged by police officers shortly.
Thanks, Boris.
Because he's on sort of British Transport
right
Police
for him to say, isn't it?
Grounds.
Like it makes a blind bit of difference. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not in a recession, we are in a robbery. That's right. The rich are taking from the poor. It's the opposite of Robin Hood. But you're not interested, are you? No, you're too busy with your sushi and your flat screen TVs and your iPhones. As long as you've got them, you're okay. Don't forget to take your free doses from propaganda. When you go into the station, they will say to you to report, they ask you to report suspicious behaviour. I went up to the police, I said, everybody's behaving in the same kind of docile way. It's very suspicious to me. You are a very suspicious looking lot to me. Why are you behaving in this way? Why do you look like you've had the life beat now?
And I think the notion is, of course, everybody's commuters about the place. And it's just a rather interesting encounter.
You voted Tory in the last election and you don't feel stupid now, then you really are sick and you should get some help.
I can hear a few laughs from about the place, but actually, to be fair, most people are ignoring the gem. And I've got about another 2 minutes, I'll hang.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you see any suspicious behaviour, please report it to the police. I have reported myself to the police. Because I'm using a megaphone, it's obviously a bit suspicious. Although, to be honest, I think I should report you lot to the police because you're acting suspiciously similar to each other in this kind of slightly docile, obedient way.
Is it sad to find this quite funny?
Your tail with your hands down.
And honestly, what I'm expecting to happen here is in the next couple of minutes, a police officer come up and have a chat with this chap. And then he'll kick off on the megaphone.
If you carry on being docile and obedient, they will take everything from you. Everything. They'll take the NHS, everything. Because you don't give a toss, do you? You're just busy reading your propaganda. This is owned by a Russian. Might as well be called Pravda.
This is the Evening Standard he's talking about, I think, still.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you see someone eating McDonald's, go up to them, tap them on the shoulder and say, why are you doing this to yourself? What happened to you?
By the way, it's fair to say that he's not really doing any harm, this bloke.
Oh, look at this, there's 100 young people, according to the Evening Standard, 100 young lives transformed in just 100 days. Yes, our campaign is turning London job seekers into apprentices. Oh, that should... Apprentice is another name for slavery, isn't it? Brilliant, isn't it? Get people to work for next to nothing. I'd like to see George Osborne do an apprenticeship.
All right. As much as I would love to catch the encounter when he's told to belt up, I'm kind of curious on what people's thoughts are, and so I've got to go for a train. But I don't think the gent's doing any harm. I don't really know what the issue anybody else would have. So in your view, would there be any reason why this man shouldn't be allowed to do this? Probably are offences in it, as a matter of fact.
Everything you do is being recorded.
But, you know, he's having a laugh.
Every text you send, every move you make.
Take care.
Every step.
He's singing now, but with that, I have to go and get the train. Okay, that's been my chat with a protester and what it's all about. Take care. I should say, yeah, King's Cross Station.